Now to gun-related legislation and how assembly lawmakers will campaign on this issue in their districts following mass shootings around our country. Here's Governor Evers after the massacre at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas.
I still refuse to believe that when our kids are murdered in their desk at school, that there is any party line that's not worth crossing.
Courtesy PBS Wisconsin's Here and Now. Join in on the policy debate. What you want to hear from lawmakers ahead of the November election? What about red flag laws? What about background checks? 800-642-1234. Democratic Representative Deb Andraka of Whitefish Bay. Her district runs along Lake Michigan in the Milwaukee North Shore suburbs, including Bayside and Fox Point. She is running for a second term. Representative Andraka, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. It's great to be here.
Since the Uvalde school massacre 13 days ago, have there been any conversations among your colleagues, among assembly lawmakers, about what are next steps on gun laws in Wisconsin?
There have been conversations for years, Kate, about what to do about gun violence. After every mass shooting and after every time we have people who are killed by senseless gun violence. So this has been a conversation that hasn't just been since the most recent events. This has been ongoing for many, many years in our state.
Is there any more urgency, any more appetite among assembly lawmakers to push forward firearms bills?
There has been an appetite, I believe, among a majority of Wisconsin voters. I have had many conversations with my colleagues since I was elected. I ran on a platform of a common sense gun reform. I am a gun owner. I have my concealed carry permit. I have personally reached out to many legislators. It is difficult right now because the legislature is adjourned. We have had special sessions on gun issues in the past. So we are still waiting to see what will happen. It's all complicated by an election year. But I just want to emphasize that this isn't something that myself or my Democratic colleagues have just started on. This has been going on for many, many years. And it's been very frustrating that we can't get common sense gun laws like background checks on every gun sale and red flag laws, that we can't get those not only up for a vote, but we can't even get a hearing in the Wisconsin state legislature.
You've seen the legislature firsthand, gavel in, gavel out. Why did you run for office?
Well, that was really a turning point for me. So before I was elected, I was a elementary school teacher. I was doing some substituting, and I was also working as a volunteer with a group called Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense. And during that special session, I was up in the gallery looking at the legislators and watching as they gaveled in and gaveled out in a matter of seconds on an issue that is killing Wisconsinites by gun suicide, by gun homicide, not just with mass shootings, but just about every single day. And I knew at that point that if I couldn't change my lawmakers' minds, I would have to change their job. I couldn't change the entire legislature, so I decided to take on my own state representative, with whom I have met to talk about common sense gun reform, and couldn't change his mind. So I have seen this happen before, but we just have to keep going. We have to keep fighting for what we know the Wisconsin public wants. And what they want is common sense gun reform that's going to keep Wisconsinites safe.
What has surprised you most going from an activist role to a lawmaker role?
Well, there have been many surprises along the way, the landscape right now is very partisan, and it shouldn't be very partisan. I have spoken with Republicans behind closed doors who have expressed support for these kinds of laws. What we need is for the people who are in the middle, who are gun owners, who know that what we're talking about when we say background checks and red flag laws, it does not threaten any law-abiding gun owner. It does not threaten their Second Amendment rights. These are things that keep our community safe. And what I would really like to see our state do is to get back to a culture of responsible gun ownership and gun safety. for years, when I was growing up, school shootings weren't a thing. We didn't have to go through these drills that I had to go through with my students. Something has changed, and we need to get back to a place where we are responsible gun owners and we hold others accountable for their actions.
What does responsible gun ownership entail?
Well, the two proposals that my Democratic colleagues and I want to see move forward the most are background checks on all gun sales and red flag laws, also called extreme risk protection orders. Right now in Wisconsin, if you buy a gun at a licensed firearms dealer, which is the vast majority of gun purchases, then they will run a background check on you. However, if you buy a gun from a friend, if you buy a gun from an unlicensed gun sale that could be online, it could be at a garage sale. I have spoken with people who have reached out to me and said, there's a gun for sale at a garage sale. Is that legal? And the answer is yes in Wisconsin, because the only people who are required to run that background check are licensed firearms dealers. And this is how people can get their hands on guns who probably shouldn't have them if they have convictions, if they have a felony conviction, or if they are a domestic abuser. Everybody I talk to when I explain this law believes we need to make sure that every single background, every single gun sale has a background check. That's just common sense. And we can't even get a hearing on that bill with the current Republican leadership.
Along those lines, a question about semi-automatics. Should people younger than 21 be allowed to carry and use semi-automatic guns like an AR-15 in Wisconsin?
My opinion is no. The vast majority of Americans' opinion is no. And I think the evidence is clear that having younger people be able to access these assault-style rifles is a terrible idea. I think that we need to get back to a place where we have restrictions on gun laws. We have seen bills in the Wisconsin state legislature just this year that would reduce the age for concealed carry to 18. 18-year-olds are in high school. 18-year-olds they can't buy alcohol. They can't buy cigarettes. They can't rent hotel rooms. There's lots of things that we prevent 18-year-olds from doing. And I think most people would agree that buying an assault-style weapon is probably one of them, should be one of them too.
I'm going to reintroduce you here as we talk about efforts at gun legislation with Representative Deb Andraka. She's a Democratic representative for the 23rd Assembly District along the Lake Michigan shoreline. You can join in 800-642-1234. Tom in New Berlin is with us. Tom, hi. Go ahead. What would you like to bring up?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to make aware how dangerous the rhetoric about common sense, this term common sense laws, common sense. It doesn't mean anything at all. Actually, go to the point. Don't fluff it up with common sense. And remember, semi-auto is the same as a double-action revolver. A five-shot revolver is not an assault weapon. So just keep that in mind. Thank you so much.
Tom, thank you for that call. A representative, you know, Tom would like to more specifics about not using word common sense, but really drilling down and being clear about what people are really saying.
Well, I don't know how much clearer I can be about background checks and red flag laws. So I think I described in detail what are the holes are in our current background check laws in the state of Wisconsin. When we're talking about the style of gun, yes, the assault style rifles typically also have the capacity to have high capacity magazines. And if you talk to hunters, if you talk with responsible gun owners, they will tell you there is really no reason to have these kinds of weapons. If you are looking at self-defense, you probably want a handgun. If you are going hunting, you probably need a hunting rifle. These are military grade weapons that probably belong in the military. So if I could be more specific, I'm happy to talk about the details, and I would be happy to talk about these kinds of details with my Republican colleagues in a public hearing on any of these bills.
Should ammunition magazines be limited? And then if so, to how many bullets?
there are an awful lot of proposals that Democrats have put forward and Republicans on ways that we can reduce gun violence. We have offered bills that would restrict high capacity magazines. We have offered bills that would limit untraceable ghost guns, which is another way that people get around our current gun laws. We have offered red flag laws, background checks, making sure that your guns are stored safely. If you have a gun in the home, you should make sure that it is stored safely away from children. So there are lots of different things that we can do. I generally come back to the two that we promote the most, the background checks and the red flag laws, because these have the most evidence. These have the data and they have the studies that show that these save lives. So we can get distracted about talking about styles of guns and other kinds of gun laws. But these are the two that most people would say can save the most lives in Wisconsin.
Stepping back for just a moment, as we watch the U.S. Senate debate gun legislation, and Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, the lead Democratic negotiator, said yesterday he's more confident than ever that lawmakers will get something done. What are you watching for out of a federal package that could have implications on Wisconsin?
Well, if the federal government can pass background checks and if they can pass a red flag law, that would be ideal because it would apply to all different states. If say, for example, going back to the assault style rifle, if the state of Wisconsin was to ban that particular kind of gun, it wouldn't make as much of an impact if you can simply order one online, or you could just go across state lines and get that kind of gun or high capacity magazines or what you need to put together a ghost gun if you could just go to another state and get them. So I really do hope that the federal government can pass some of these kinds of restrictions that we are talking about, because they would be more effective if you couldn't just go across state lines. Having every state have different levels of protection for gun safety is a problem. And that is one of the things that we saw with the Buffalo shooting, was that someone was able to go buy a gun in one state that had looser gun laws, cross over the state line and go to New York. So that's why having something passed at the federal level would be great.
Democratic Representative Deb Andraca of Whitefish Bay here on measures that she would support for gun legislation and the conversations in our assembly. Join in on the gun debate, what you think lawmakers should do next, what proposals you back. 800-642-1234. Back for more State Cap in a moment here on the Ideas Network. It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation with Democratic Representative Deb Andraca of Whitefish Bay. As all 99 seats in the State Assembly are up for election, we're exploring how the gun debate will take shape in light of the mass shootings that continue to rock our nation. Representative Andraca with us for about 9 more minutes. Let's bring in another caller, Dan in Albany. Dan, hi. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. My logic is this. Since the inventor of the AR said it's for military use only, then it's the manufacturers is why all these guns are in the public hands. I would suggest removing civil litigation protections for any murder created by an assault rifle. It doesn't hurt any responsible gun owners. They can still have them. But I predict that if you did that, it wouldn't be long before the gun manufacturers would be running buyback programs for the AR weapons. Thank you.
Dan, thank you for that call. Representative Andraca.
I think Dan has a great idea, and I think measures like that have been proposed. There was actually a bill in the legislature this session that took Wisconsin in the opposite direction, that would give gun manufacturers additional protections. So that's partly what's so difficult about the gun debate in the legislature. Republicans are trying to take Wisconsin in the direction of lowering the age to 18, not even having a process to get a concealed carry permit that anyone can just buy a gun and carry concealed, really taking us in the opposite direction. So we're battling that. At the same time, we're trying to get gun laws passed that keep Wisconsinites safer.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said the idea of arming teachers is on the table as a way to protect students. Do you think that's a good idea?
Absolutely not. I was a teacher and I am a gun owner and I have my concealed carry permit. And I have asked the speaker to reach out to me because I can tell him that I do not know another teacher who thinks that this is in any way a good idea. Teachers are there to teach. If you've ever been in a classroom with 28 to 30 kids, you know that is not a place that you want any kind of firearm. And we have seen over and over again these proposals to arm schools, to arm teachers, to have more security there. They really just serve to distract us from the problem, which is easy access to guns. It is easier in Wisconsin to buy a gun than it is to adopt a puppy. And when you stop and think about that, you realize that there are just, it is too easy to get a gun and to harm other people. So I would like to focus on measures that don't put the burden on teachers in the classroom who already have enough to do, and to put the burden on people who are using these weapons irresponsibly, and making sure that we are passing measures and talking about measures. And I'd like to say to Speaker Voss, holding public hearings on measures so that we keep Wisconsinites safe.
On the subject of teachers, schools, classrooms, the money to house an Office of School Safety in Wisconsin is running out. That was created after Parkland with $100 million from Governor Scott Walker. Then would you support the continuation of this office? And if so, how should it be funded?
I would support the continuation of school safety because I support just about any measure that would keep our schools safe. But when we're talking about putting the burden on schools and teachers to defend against gunmen, I think we have our priorities in the wrong place.
Let's take another call now. Daniel joining us from Madison. Daniel, hi. Go ahead.
Yes, the earlier caller who said he doesn't understand what a common sense legislation means or that they should stop using the word common sense. When someone walks to a gun shop to buy a gun and they just want to find out if the person has any criminal background or is capable of harming other people, isn't that a common sense enough? Can people just understand like simple English? If someone who shouldn't own a gun shouldn't own it, or if someone puts a threat to himself or other people, guns should be taken from them. Isn't that common sense? Can people just get that straightforward?
Daniel, thank you for that call. And certainly, Representative Daniel, you know, behind a universal background check there. And as you said earlier, that there is polling that says that Wisconsinites would, want these types of laws in place.
Yes, and I use the term common sense, and most people understand what that means, just like the last caller said. We don't want guns to get into the wrong hands, and we need ways to take guns away from people who might be a danger to themselves or others. So in addition to background checks on every gun sale, which I think most Wisconsinites support, I know every poll I see, at least 80% of Wisconsin voters support making sure that Wisconsin's law requires a background check on every gun sale. And they also support red flag laws, sometimes called extreme risk protection orders. These are in place in 19 other states. They've been found constitutional. They do not violate gun owners' Second Amendment rights. And they are a way that you can know that if someone is about to harm themselves for example, with a firearm suicide, or if they're exhibiting behaviors that say that they are going to harm others, there is a mechanism to make sure that guns are taken away before something happens. So these are two proposals that we would like to see become law in Wisconsin that I think most people can get behind and would agree with.
Talking with Representative Deb Andraka about the gridlock on gun control legislation in Wisconsin. You can join in 800-642-1234. Representative, I've heard you say a couple times here that you just want a public hearing. You just want a committee meeting to discuss these proposals. You know, when would you want that? How do you see that coming together?
I could see that coming together anytime. If the governor were to call a special session, I know that my Democratic colleagues and I are ready to get to work on this. We are unfortunately in campaign season, so that means that the likelihood of something happening is low, which is very sad because people are dying every single day from either firearm suicide or from gun violence all across the state. So I think that many of us would be very pleased to go back into session and get something done. I don't have the power to do that. And so I would hope that my Republican colleagues would not gavel in and gavel out if something were to happen. What I would like to see is some action as soon as possible. And the real tragedy is that something could have happened this past session. Something could have happened the session before that, and it hasn't.
We only have a few seconds left, but you're running for re-election. What are your thoughts on taking these gun proposals with you as you navigate campaign season, as you navigate fundraising and talk to voters about gun laws?
Well, I ran front and center on common sense gun laws. I ran front and center on making sure that we reduce gun violence. And there was a time where candidates couldn't run saying these kinds of things because the gun lobby had such power. And I encourage every candidate to talk to their voters honestly, and most importantly, listen to voters. We know that 80% of Wisconsinites want us to do something. They want us to pass bills that will make Wisconsinites safe. So it's something that should be a part, I believe, of most candidates' campaigns. And I hope that we can finally elect candidates who are on board with making sure that we take action, that we do something to make sure that Wisconsinites are safe.
Representative Andraka, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Kate. It was great to be here.
Deb Andraka represents the 23rd Assembly District. She was elected to the Assembly in 2020. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent on the Ideas Network.